Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Trouble with Mirrors by Aaron and Charlotte Elkins, performed by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1.
Good afternoon. I am speaking with Miss London.
Yes, this is Alex London.
This is not a bad time. I am not inconveniencing you.
No, I was just trying... No. She was just trying to come up with some way of cramming one more pair of shoes into the carry-on bag that lay open on her bed, and thus avoid the necessity of checking luggage on her flight to what Seattleites called the other Washington. But both sides of the carry-on were already heaped so high that closing it, even now, assuming that was possible, was going to risk springing the zipper. Packing for this particular D.C. trip had been trickier than usual, because it was a mix of business and pleasure. The business part was a consulting assignment with the FBI's art squad, which desired her counsel on whether a painting being held by customs was a 20th-century copy based on an early 17th-century Rubens, as its owner had declared when trying to get it into the country from Belgium, or was instead the genuine article. If it was the former, he would get it through with a relatively minimal duty payment. If the latter, he would owe an enormous duty and would be in big trouble to boot on both sides of the Atlantic. The pleasure part involved spending time with the current, and she was beginning to think future, man in her life. The trouble was that different wardrobes were required. She didn't want to stand around all day in 3-inch heels. But she also wasn't about to wear flats to the fancy dinner Ted had promised her at Citronelle. Absolutely not. That dinner was the reason she'd splurged so inexcusably, she still couldn't believe it, on the Bottega Veneta pumps that were taking up all the room in her bag, because you couldn't put a pair of shoes like that in a suitcase without their box and some protective cushioning. Well, could you? It was looking more and more as if the carry-on just wasn't going to do the job, and she'd have to lug the big suitcase instead, and it had made her cross.
"Forgive me," the voice on the other end said. "But you sound a little distracted, yes? Perhaps another time it would be better, if that is the case."
"No, this is fine." It wasn't the grumpiness that had made her more curt than usual. She'd heard only a handful of sentences from whoever this was, but already she didn't like him. It wasn't his words, per se, that got under her skin. It was that he was too smooth for her, too self-assured, his cultured...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?